With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The two biggest credit card companies are reporting a 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busiest travel weekends of the year between Christmas and New Year's. New York City got several inches of snow yesterday. 1,500 flights were canceled. Graphite mines in the U.S. are seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades. Correspondent Andrew Stewart explains why.
Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging amid trade tensions with China. Several companies, including New York-based Titan Mining Corporation, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028, believing geopolitical factors favor their efforts. The U.S. government has fast-tracked permits and offered financial support to boost domestic graphite production.
California has dropped a lawsuit officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to ever get it done. The authority says the federal government showed it is not a trustworthy partner to help get the bullet train finished. This is SRN News. America's largest kosher certifying organizations are taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes, the rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say to check the label before drinking. Rabbi Moshe Elefant of the Orthodox Union says, quote, "We've seen more than one situation in which some beers have dairy in them. They add lactose. They add milk. So a beer could be dairy, which has very serious kosher ramifications." An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem turned violent this month as members of the community quickly gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. The violence reflects growing tensions between the Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox as the government mulls plans to possibly draft them into the military. This is SRN News. Giant Lazy Susans are bringing people together at a Mississippi restaurant.
The Lazy Susan, that round spinning tray that can offer up food, is making one Mississippi restaurant a big hit when it comes to dining with strangers. The Dinner Bell in Macomb only has four round tables seating 15 each, with Giant Lazy Susan spinning in the middle, offering up Southern comfort food. Owner Andre Davis.
People discovered they were related and didn't know it. They discovered they were neighbors and didn't know it.
Just ask repeat customer Wayne Dyson.
One of the best parts about coming to eat here is you get to meet new family every time you come up.
The restaurant's been around since 1915, and it's known for its fried eggplant. I'm Julie Walker.
After the crystal ball drops on New Year's Eve in New York City, it will rise again, sparkling in red, white, and blue, a patriotic touch to mark the nation's upcoming 250th birthday. This is SRN News.